Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiemôre op hierdie lieflike woensdagoggend. Wat 'n voorreg om vandag weer saam met u te kan wees hier op Coffee Date. Ja nee, dis Coffee Date, die tyd het aangebreek. En ons het vandag wonderlike gaste wat vir julle gaan seën vandag met 'n pragtige boodskap uit die boek van Samuel. Ons gaan 'n bietjie gesels oor Hanna en Samuel en ek hoop dat een en elkeen van julle is gereed om vandag te ontvang. Want ons gaan so 'n bietjie fokus op die moeders. So ek hoop die moeders is lekker daar ingesetel met 'n lekker koppie koffie in die hand en die Bybel aan die ander kant. Ja, moenie die Bybel vergeet nie. Die woord van die Here is baie baie belangrik en ons kan nie sonder die woord van die Here beweeg nie. Ja, pragtige skrif vanoggend uit die boek van 1 Samuel. Ek wil dit graag met een en elkeen lees. Waar dit sê dat Hanna het gebid, né? Sy het nie net gebid nie, sy het 'n gelofte afgelê voor die Here. En sy het gesê: "As U tog op my ellende wou let en aan my U dienares wou dink en my nie vergeet nie en aan my 'n seën gee." Kyk, sy was spesifiek. "Sal ek hom sy lewe lank aan U gee." En as teken daarvan sal sy hare nie afgesny word nie. Sy het lank tot die Here gebid. Baie lank. Ek hou van hierdie gedeelte. Ek wil net daar stop. Sy het lank tot die Here gebid. Sy het nie sommer net opgegee nie. Sy het lank gebid. En as ons verder gaan, dan sien ons die Here het haar gebede beantwoord. Hier vanaf vers 27 sê sy: "Om hierdie seun het ek gebid. En die Here het aan my gegee wat ek van hom afgesmeek het." Ja, van die Here het ek hierdie kind afgesmeek en nou sal hy sy lewe lank iemand wees wat van die Here afgesmeek is. En ons weet, ons ken die verhaal dat sy het die seun so te sê teruggegee aan die Here om in diens van die Here te wees. Is dit nie wonderlik om te weet dat wanneer ons bid, is dit tog belangrik dat ons ook 'n belofte aan die Here moet maak en vir die Here moet sê: Here, ek wil dit graag ook vir U doen, maar ek wil ook vandag iets aan U beloof, iets aan U teruggee." En is tog so lekker dat 'n mens net altyd net wil ontvang nie. Jy kan ook teruggee. Nou op daardie noot, kom ons begin. Onthou, Moedersdag is om die draai, maar ons vier Moedersdag elke dag. Ons vier Moedersdag elke dag. Ons moet moeders altyd spesiaal laat voel. Maar kom ons begin met 'n baie gepaste lied wat so inpas by die biddende Hanna. Kom ons luister na 'n biddende ma, gesing deur Filippine. En dan is ons nou weer terug. Die tyd 7 minute oor 9. Dis die program Coffee Date. Goeiemôre. En ons het sopas geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Filippine, biddende, 'n biddende ma. Die woorde moet geprys word, moet geëer word. Sy weet waar haar krag lê, waar haar sterkte vandaan kom. By Jesus se voete kniel 'n biddende ma. So goeiemôre aan een en elkeen op WhatsApp, daar op Facebook is ons ook nou live, so gaan besoek ons gerus, sê goeiemôre, my gaste is ook al hier en is ek opgewonde oor wat die Here vandag gaan doen hier op Coffee Date. Ons noem dit mos altyd 'n diens. Nou ja, is julle gereed? Soos hulle sal sê, op julle merke, gereed, weg. But now it is my privilege, first of all, just to introduce my beautiful guest this morning, a mother and son duo today. So I am going to introduce Pastor Prophet Theresa Davids. And I just want to say welcome, Prophet. What a privilege to have you here with us today, sharing your thoughts about a mother.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here.
Amen. And then on the other side, her son, Prophet Nathan, is in the house.
it's always a pleasure being here. I feel at home. I feel I'm back again.
Oh, yes, yes, you yes.
Know, so I'm looking forward for this amazing journey.
Amen. And no stranger to Cape Pulpit.
No.
Part of the family. Now, we also have, before I continue, we have someone who also wants to greet us. So let us hear what is this person? What would he like to tell us or share with us? Or maybe sing a beautiful song. You never know.
Môre Lady PM en môre aan die gaste daar in die ateljee. Groete ook aan al die koffiedaters. Shout out aan julle vanoggend op hierdie mooie Woensdag. Vanoggend was so 'n mooi sunrise. Ja, ek het was 'n baie mooi sunrise vanoggend en ons gaan sommer vandag koffiedate lekker geniet en ek weet die gaste gaan ons seën vandag. Shout out aan al die koffiedaters. Dis Ricardo Benet. Ek wil net sê ek is in die huis. Ek wil ook sê voor ek vergeet, wil ek ook aan al ons moeders 'n gelukkige Moedersdag toe wens vir Sondag wat kom. Kom ons geniet koffiedייט vandag, mense. Amen.
Amen. Ricardo, ek gedink jy gaan iets sing daar, maar miskien gaan jy later vir ons so 'n bietjie verras, net. Dis die geloofsleper hoeder, Ricardo Benet is in die huis en dan kort op sy hakke volg daar en daar en sê hartlike môre uit die P en gaste en 'n wonderlike groete aan die koffiedייט familie. Jy's mos deel daarvan daar en Welkom vir oggend hier op Koffiedate. Lekker om jou saam met ons te hê. Dan Keenan is ook in die huis. Keenan sê, waar is Keenan? Keenan sê, mornings, my spiritual mom, Prophet Theresa and Prophet Nathan. It must be somebody that you know, Prophet. En ja, Diane sê, Diane Oktober is ook in die huis. Ja, julle kan vir ons gerus gaan besoek daar op ons Kaapse Kansel blad. En dan, ons is live daar, so julle kan met ons gesels en vir ons groet. Die gaste ook, vir hulle ook môre sê, so voel vry om dit te doen, hier op Coffee Date. But now, let me continue. Now, Prophet Theresa Davids, she is one of the founders of House of Prophetic Worship Church. And her son, who's also accompanying her today, Nathan, they call him the young prophet from Lotus River, Cape Town. He's a father of two daughters. He's been in ministry from the age of 17. He is a prophet serving at House of Prophetic Worship Church. He has been dedicating his life to the kingdom of God. Wow. He is currently working for the government. So welcome once again. What else can you tell me about your mother? I mean, it is our moment.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of things I can tell, but let me start by, she's my Hannah. She's been praying for me all these years.
Awesome.
And she's my lecturer, my mentor.
Sure.
You know, and we came a long way through this journey.
Sure.
And the guidance that she's been giving me, you know, always pushing me. So, yeah, she and my father are my protectors. Wow. I believe God has put them on my journey to protect me all these years. But yes, all started by our Bible school that we had. My mother is the dean of the Bible school, mm-hmm. My mother and my father.
Awesome.
And they raised me up to this point as well in my life where I'm at now. And I'm even a Bible school lecturer at
Praise God.
At House of Prophetic Bible Institute. So it's been a long journey with her.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And the guidance.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. More messages coming through. Tinka sê more aan die singende mama wat ook ons koffiedייט Lady PM en vriendin in die Here Jesus is. Om te dink geen mens sou hier kon wees sonder 'n ma nie en kan deur die Here gebruik word om sy liefde te laat skyn. Dankie aan elke ma en ouma wat bidden bly voor die Here. Welcome to our guests who are going to bless us through the love of our Jesus. More Ricardo en dankie vir die ma wense. Hallo koffiedaters. Ja, so ken ons dat hulle gesels oor en weer met mekaar. Tinka is in die huis. Welkom Tinka. En dankie vir hy pragtige boodskap. Keenan is back and he says, I can already feel the anointing increase. Kate Pulpit, are you ready? I love it. Sister Dina say, good morning, Kate Pulpit family. This is my mother and my prophet. I'm Ronaldine. Nou kyk, daar lag sy nou baie lekker. Sy weet hoekom sy lag. Woo! And there's another one coming through, Renee Kluter. Good morning, family. Feeling blessed today to be able to sit here and listen to my spiritual mom and our prophet, Nathan, love you. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Renee and Dina. Hulle is mos nou first time visitors, soos hulle in die kerk sal sê, first time visitors. Hulle is nou first time visitors hier op Coffee Date hier in die diens. Ons noem, we call it a service. But now, let's start. I am excited. Let me start with you, Prophet.
Awesome.
Nathan. Anyway, now today we are mainly focusing on mothers.
Yeah.
Right? I'd just like you to share, give us just a short story of your childhood days. Welcome once again.
Thank you so much. It's always an honor speaking about my mother. Mm. It's always an honor. And I always feel happy to speak about her. And she knows she's close to my heart. So I think I was about 12 years old. Then late night, she wakes me up while she was praying. And then sometimes when she prays, she comes anoint me and my brother. Luke.
Okay.
She comes and anoint us and just speak. You guys will be great men of God. She was speaking. And I was thinking, oh, this woman. You know, so she was very, you know, she was a praying mother.
Yeah.
You know, and that let us stand out. That's the amazing part. You know, even when things were going wrong in my life, she still prayed, man.
Wow.
And what I think today's mothers should be a good example to mothers out there of praying, man.
Amen.
Pray for your children, even if they go a certain direction in life. Pray, just keep praying.
Amen.
You know, let God do the rest and not give up. You know,
beautiful.
So that was one of the main part of praying. The midnight hour we see used to pray,
sure.
And lay us before, call our names before God, lay everything before God. You know, that seed that she sowed years back,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's not activating.
Wow, you know? That is so awesome. So another message came through from Oscar Klaassen. He's now watching us on Facebook. He says, good morning, this Oscar. He said, this Oscar, that's my prophet. Okay, I think he wanted to say, it's Oscar and that's my prophet. Welcome, Oscar. He's our first visitor on Facebook. Many visitors on WhatsApp. So please join us there on Facebook. And then I think here's another song maybe coming through from Ricardo. Let's just see. Let's listen.
Tinka, 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 tinkas in the house. Tinka, 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 my coffee in the kombuis.
Okay, Ricardo, jy is vol verrassings vanoggend. Ek hoop Tinka het hy enetjie gehoor. Like I said, they like to have a conversation during while we are, you know, busy having a conversation. Nou kom hulle conversations ook so deur. And then Faith Davids. Wow, this is a special lady, eh?
Yes.
She says, good morning, I'm so proud of you, mommy. Oh, that's your daughter, eh? Welcome, Faith. Welcome. And then, okay, nou kom Ricardo weer deur. Laat ons sien wat wil hy nou vir ons sê. Ricardo, okay. He gives us a nice poem. Think the warmth of your love, a guiding star, shines bright near and yet afar. Through laughter and tears, you held me close. A mother's embrace where comfort grows. Your strength, a beacon in the night, leading me gently towards the light. Your wisdom shared, a precious gift. A loving mother on life's drift. Beautiful, Ricardo. Oh, ek dink al die moeders waardeer dit nou, dat jy vir hulle so mooi, ek wil amper gesê, toesing, maar nou ja, jy spreek hulle nou toe hier met 'n prachtige, prachtige poem. God bless you. So, let's continue. You said that your childhood days, Pastor Nathan, Prophet Nathan, wasn't always, you know, that easy.
Yeah.
Please share with the listeners about that part of your life.
Because I had a call upon my life, and because the enemy always tried to send me another direction.
Mm.
And once the enemy sees that God has placed a call upon your life, he starts studying you. He starts looking for weaknesses, start trying to figure out how to get to you. And the main thing was, I think, was friends from my school years when I was in high school, start going in the wrong direction. You know, my mother and father was always the one that was to tell me, stay in this direction, you are called by God. It's a similar direction like Anna had. Now, they used to just encourage me, said to me, listen, Nathan, you got to stop what you're doing. That's friends that you're busy with. You know, it got so to a point that I left the house that I said, I don't want to be a prophet. I don't want to be called by God. I just want to do my own thing. And we saw it in the Bible with Jonah, especially if God has called you, He wants you to go that certain way. If God sent you that way, He wants you to go that way. Mm. And the same thing happened to me, and you know, wasn't for the praise that brought me back out of that, you know, because I would have probably been in gangsterism or something else.
Wow.
But my mother's prayer, when I was leaving the house, and while I was doing certain things that were not pleasing to God, I could feel her prayers connect to me.
Sure.
I could feel my ears getting warm. I could feel, and I started to start leaving that and come home.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I could feel my, that's why what I've noticed, I cannot live without God.
Yes, amen.
I cannot live without God. And that's the experience that I got from this whole journey.
Yeah, I like what you said about coming home. Wow. It must have been a warm welcome.
Yeah, I definitely could see it upon my mother's face.
Wow. I can imagine because that is what a mother.
Yes.
That is what she portrays.
Yeah, I could see and the hug that she gave me that day was like a prodigal son coming home, you know. And I had to evaluate myself just like the prodigal son did. He evaluated himself by my father's house. I remember the place where I was. I can't even free supermarket. Ek kan nie sikke dinge doen, maar my ma sê, kan ek jy vries opmaak? Ek liever soos 'n king, you understand? So that's the type of thing what happens when you move out of the place where God wants you.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back, I felt home. The bed I was sleeping, wow.
Wow,
just
awesome.
Just being part of the family once again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, Stephanie Olivier, she says, good morning, Philippine and Cape Pulpit family. Good morning to our wonderful guest, who is also our spiritual mother, Prophet Theresa, and our very own Prophet of the Nations, Prophet Nathan. May God use you mightily today, as He always do. We are excited to hear what the Lord has to say through His prophets. And I share that excitement with you, Stephanie. I shared with you. And then Charmaine Naidu Aspeling, if I'm spelling it correctly, I'm pronouncing it correctly. She says, what a blessing to have this amazing woman in my life. You. I just love it. Bring it on. Robin van Niekerk, come on, our Prophet Nathan, our spiritual mother, Prophet Theresa Davids, a prayer warrior for the kingdom of God. Welcome to all of you there on Facebook. So we're going to take a short break and then we'll come back and hear what the mother of the moment, Prophet Theresa, will share with us. So let's listen to another mother who's going to bless us with this beautiful song, Ek Wach. That's what a mother do. She waits on the Lord. She's a praying mother. So stay tuned and we will be right back. Enjoy the song with us.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
Ons het sopas geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Iris Martin, Ek Wag, en dit laat my dink aan 'n biddende ma wat ook wag op die Here om haar gebede te beantwoord. Sy bid dalk nou vir haar kinders, sy bid vir haar man. Sy is ook 'n ma van ander kinders, so sy bid sommer ook vir ander kinders. Sy sluit hulle almal in. Ek hoop dat julle die lied saam met ons geniet hier op jou gunsteling radiostasie, Kaapse Kansel. En my gaste vandag hier op Coffee Date, Prophet Nathan Davids en sy pragtige mami, Prophet Theresa. Theresa is hier in ons midde. Sy is in ons midde. En sy het 'n bietjie lank stil gesit, né? Bietjie lank stil gesit. Maar kom ek gee net gou vir haar so 'n bietjie kans om haar regte compose, soos hulle sal sê. En ek lees gou 'n paar boodskapies wat deurgekom het. Ek dink Ricardo het weer iets gestuur. O, Ricardo is aan die brand vandag. Kom ons kyk wat sê hy. Ek wil net seker maak.
The warmth of your love, a guiding star, shining bright, near and yet afar. Through laughter and tears, you've held us close, and mother's embrace, where comfort grows. Mothers, God made you beautiful. Mothers, mothers, this day we celebrate you. Your strength, a beacon in the night, leading me gently towards the light. Your wisdom shared a precious gift, a loving mother on life's drift. Oh, we salute you, all mothers, mothers, mothers. God made you beautiful. Mothers, mothers, we celebrate you this Mother's Day. Sure. To all the mothers, we celebrate you, we salute you, we honor you, and we love you.
Oh, that is so beautiful, Ricardo Benet. Ek wonder of hy dit self geskryf het. Maar wat 'n blessing, wat 'n blessing. Dankie, Ricardo. Dis 'n pragtige, pragtige lied. En dan sê Stephanie Olivier, good morning, Philippine and Cape Pulpit family. Good morning to our wonderful guest, who is also our, oh, I think I read this one. No, I didn't. Our spiritual mom, Prophet Teresa, and our very own prophet of the nations, Prophet Nathan. May God use you mightily today, as he always do. Thank you, Stephanie. And let me just check all the messages. Leni April sê ook nou môre Leni. Leni is daar op Facebook. En dan Robert van Niekerk, hy sê ook môre. En weet ek nog gemis, Renay Plaatjie sê, good morning, I'm so proud of my spiritual mother, Prophetess Teresa. Renay Plaatjie is in the house. And Lenita Krauster says, good morning, family. Prophet Teresa, a true Proverbs 31 woman, love you, mother. Prophet Nathan, God bless you. Tiffany Titus, good morning, all. Hi, welcome to everyone. En dan Oscar Klaassen sê net, amen. Tiffany sê, amen, Prophet Nate. Dis natuurlijk toe jy nou begin deel het met hulle. Dan Evelyn Arendse, getrouwe Evelyn en Nadia. Hulle sê, morgen uit die PM, ons is bietjie laat, maar ons in die huis. Evelyn en Nadia, julle weet mis, as julle laat is, waarmee julle gaan staan, he? Ek gaan niks sê nie, antwoord my daarop. Diane, ek gaan terugkom met jou, definitief, dat ek kan 'n plan maak, hoor, dis nie 'n probleem nie. Nou, het nog 'n paar stemnotetjies ook deurgekom, sjo, laat ons gou kyk, wat wil hierdie dametjie vir ons sê? Kom ons luister. Oh, your daughter, isn't she cute? Michaela David, she's in the house. Daddy, say good morning to your daughter.
Good morning, my sweetheart.
Oh, you know, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? And Evelyn sê, ek sê vir jou baie dankie vir die pragtige beker, Evelyn. Ach, jy net, dis te pragtig. Ek gaan net so die al die boodskapies, want ek wil nie in die moeilikheid kom nie, dat ek hier die boodskapies gelees het. Nee, kom ons trafideer. Yes, I think I covered them all. Okay, laat ek gou sien, het ek Cedric gelees? I don't think so. Cedric Carlson says, good morning, family. These are true examples and role models of God. Welcome. He is also there on Facebook. And then Faith David says, so proud of you, brother. Silla say, good morning, family. So excited for this interview. Mense, ek het die vandag my tekkies aangetrek. Julle moes my gewaarskei dat ek so gaan draf en so moet fit wees vandag. Maar ek hoop ek het almal se boodskappe gelees. But back to you, the mother of the moment. The mother that's going to bless us today. I would also like to start and ask you about your childhood days. You also had a mother.
Yes.
So just short, share about your childhood days, your memories.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for all the listeners in our beautiful house, Philippine. I really do appreciate this. My childhood is not a good story.
Ah.
I only had a good story until 6 years old.
Wow.
Afterwards, it was not a good story.
Sure.
And so mother figure to me... there was no mother figure for me.
Wow.
No mother figure.
Sure.
And that has been something that I've been yearning for years for a mother.
Oh.
But I said to myself, when I'm going to get married one day and I'm going to have children, it's going to be a total different story.
Amen.
I'm going to do the best of my ability to not give my children what I have been through
yes
for all that years.
Wow, and that actually latches onto my next question. What valuable lessons did you learn from your childhood days? And what are you applying through that lessons to your own children?
The lessons that I have learned at a young age, I had to be like responsible, dedicated and committed.
Wow.
And that is the stuff that I've teach my children, to be prominent, to be dedicated, to be true, to stand out in what they believe, because those are things that I've treasured when I was young. And to stand on their own feet, because not to depend on anyone, but only depend on God.
Amen, amen. Wow. So, luisteraars, ja, as jy so pas ingeskakel het, vandag se gaste hier op Koffiedate is Prophet Nathan Davids en sy pragtige ma, Prophet Theresa Davids. En ons gesels so 'n bietjie oor om 'n ma te wees, om 'n seun te wees, hoe ons mekaar moet regtig waardeer. So, the next question that I would like you to share with us is how a mother will go to great length to sacrifice for her children. Welcome once again.
That is very... To go to great length to sacrifice, a mother will truly... I think a mother's love is unconditional.
Amen, amen.
She will lay her life down
wow.
for her children.
Beautiful.
She wants the best
Beautiful.
For her children. She will give everything for her children.
Awesome.
That is the character of a mother. She will rear her children in the ways of the Lord. And she will just wants the best for her children.
Amen. Amen.
I think any mother
wow.
will desire that for her children.
Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing that wise words from a woman of wisdom, a mother, a mother. Now back to you. I think now I can give your mom a break, Prophet Nathan. So it must be quite a privilege to have your mom with you today. And it's just amazing how God works. And especially when we are going to speak about your book that's going to be released soon, but we're still going to get there. I would just like to ask you this very important question, Prophet Nathan. Why should we honor mothers at all times?
I think personally, the reason why we should honor mothers is because the wisdom and the direction is with the mother.
Hmm.
The guidance, we have seen it with Jacob and his mother. We've seen it so many times in the Bible that our mothers are put there by God.
Mm.
And they should be valued.
Amen.
And whatever they say, trust me, the words of your mother, some speak about it. And that direction we should follow, we as young men, young women of God.
Amen.
Understand? And we should appreciate our mother, because once they're gone, that wisdom of words, they've been spoken over our life.
Sure.
Like I said, my mother, she's been praying for me. She's been praying for my brothers and my sisters. She's been praying for us. And because of her wisdom and because of her constantly telling me where I go wrong, because your mother will tell you the truth.
Amen.
That's why a mother is so important, because sometimes the rebukes that we get aren't easy, but... But we get over it, you
yes,
understand, and
yes.
just move on and say, listen, yeah, that's my mother said that. That's why I can still remember all the words that she's been saying to me on my journey, you know, because she made me believe who I am. Your mother is that one that makes you believe who you are.
Beautiful.
Your mother increased your identity in life,
sure.
you know, and that's the walk with her.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That is so, so powerful. Now back to you, Theresa. Yeah, we're going to do it this way today. I just want to speak about, I'm going to ask you two questions. The first one is, how close is the relationship between you and your children?
My relationship is very close to my children, with my children.
Mm.
Nathan was the first one, and then who can fight? We are very close, and I love it.
Wow.
I love it because, like I said, it's different, not my life, but what I have instated within my children. We are very close, and I would like mothers and children to bond. Mothers must bond with their children.
Mm.
It makes it much easier for mothers to bond with their children.
Amen. And I would also like to raise this topic about forgiveness. You were in that boat, Theresa, where you had a bit of a challenging childhood life. But how important is it to forgive, even when parents fail us at times? How important is it to forgive, and why should we forgive at all times?
It is very important to forgive. Because that is the one thing that I had been struggling with
yes,
for years.
Yes.
And I've learned on this road that if I don't forgive, then my Father in heaven, Matthew 6 verse 14, cannot forgive me.
Come on.
Cannot forgive me. And that scripture really struck me years ago.
Wow.
And since I've did that years ago, it's like coming out of a jail, setting sure. myself free. Forgiving the mother, actually two mothers, stepmother and mother.
Wow.
Forgiving all of them. And after that, God just healed me.
Sure.
So forgiveness is a must. It will set you free. There's
Amen.
No option. You Amen. Have to forgive.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us. A last question, very important before we take a break. There are so many single and divorced mothers out there, and sometimes they are being overlooked. What did you say to someone who are tuned in today, who might be a single mother or who went through a divorce?
For mothers that single, are single and
yes.
divorced, some of them have the children that are truly comforting them, because I can say of one lady in the church that she went through a divorce, and a child was a comfort at that moment, praying together with his mother. And I could just encourage her through that time and just tell her about the Holy Spirit, and she must give everything to God, and he will make sure that she will be healed. So mothers, single mothers out there, I can only say that Jesus is the only one.
Come on. Amen. So we're going to take a short break, and then we will come back and we will continue about speaking about very, very relevant topics today about the book of, I'm excited about that, the book that Prophet Nathan is about to release soon. And then his mother is also going to share with us about just being a mother. So stay tuned. We're going to listen to Joshua Nadi Reen, and hy gaan vir ons sing Dra die Liggies. Die tyd is nou 46 minute voor 10 en ons is nou weer terug.
Koffiedייט met Philippine Morkel.
En weer eens hartlike goeiemôre en 'n warm welkom. Met jou warme koppie koffie moet jy sommer nou daar sit terwyl ons vir jou gaan bedien vandag. Jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM is in die huis met haar pragtige gaste Prophet Nathan en Prophet Theresa Davids, ma en seun vandag. Hulle besoek ons vandag en ons het so na die pragtige lied. Ek hoop julle het dit geniet saam met my. Dra die liggies, gesing deur Joshua na die reën. Maar nou ja, ek sien hier op WhatsApp en op Facebook, is on die brand. Michaela Davids, she's now officially greeting and saying, good morning, Lady P, special greetings to my husband and my mother. And Portia say, I love my Prophet Theresa and Prophet Nathan. Welcome, the wife to the wife, that special lady, Gegu Smiley, in Prophet Nathan's life, Michaela. And then Sister Dina, Lady P, my mother have raised me up to be a strong warrior. I love Prophet Theresa very much for what she have invested within me. That is a lady with kingdom wisdom. Wow, beautiful, beautiful. That is iets wat ek ook nogal opgetel het, dat baie wys het. Lots of wisdom, Prophet Nathan, will you agree with me?
That's true.
Amen. Stephanie Olivier, let me see what she says. So true, Prophet Nathan, we are blessed as women who came in the church, broken and shattered, but God uses Prophet Theresa, dedicated to raise women up, to watch and pray, to read God's word, and to receive healing and forgive all those who hurt us so we could be set free. Thank you to our Abba Father for placing this mighty woman of God on my path. I would not be where I am today without the guidance of my spiritual mother, Prophet Theresa. Ah, thank you, Stephanie. Wow, that is beautiful, beautiful. Catherine Ann Redeemed Swartz is also in the house. She says, good morning, prophets and Lady PM. Yania, Yania, says on Facebook. She's on Facebook. She's watching us on Facebook. Welcome, 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 welcome. And enjoy this beautiful service with us. Renee Kluter. Prophet Theresa, a true woman of strength and such an inspiration to me. So proud today. Wow, wow, wow. I think that covers it for now. So, we had a starter, Prophet Nathan. So now we're going to the main course. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Excited about this part of the program. Wow. You recently wrote a book titled The Room of Samuel. Sure. And we are celebrating mothers this month, and this fits in so perfectly. You know, as Hannah, she prayed for Samuel. So please, please, we are excited. We want to hear more about this book. Welcome once again.
Thank you so much, Lady P. This book, I think, was 13 years ago. My father, he asked me to preach this one evening, Wednesday evening. And I just started my ministry and was doing Bible school. And I was just getting myself together. And I don't know what to preach. And I was praying before God, and suddenly this dropped in my spirit. The Room of Samuel.
Wow.
13 years ago.
Sure.
And that was my first sermon I preached 13 years ago. And I can still remember, I was so amazed because I was blessed by the sermon that God has given me. And with that, because me and my mother, we were on this journey together, and
yeah,
that motivated me to write it because I've seen her tears, I've seen everything, I've seen what ministry does to people.
Yay.
You understand, especially pastors that come up and start ministries.
Yes,
it's a lot of pain in the beginning. So I've seen all of that. And now, 13 years fast forward, I went to Gauteng. We had an African conference in Gauteng, and my roommate was an evangelist, and he's a publisher as well. And we just have this conversation. I said to him, listen, God is laying my heart, I must write a book. I don't know when. And this specific moment, he said to me, I'm a publisher.
Oh, look at
I
that.
I published people's books around the world. And this guy encouraged me to write this book as well.
Sure.
And while I was writing this book, he told me his life was changing.
Oh.
His life, what he said, I've never met someone like you that writes this.
Sure.
And the book is about, it's called The Room of Samuel, where Anna prayed for his son. What everything she went through, you know, and what I say in this book about Hannah is Hannah endured all this pain, all this. The Bible says that God closed the womb, and he closed the womb, and just so that we can get the story today to reach all the mothers out there.
Wow.
And the Bible say when she got to the temple, each and every year they go to the temple silo. And she met Priest Eli. He was probably thinking she was drunk in the temple.
Yeah.
And he said to her, and she was telling her his story, and he said to her, go in peace.
Mm-hmm.
The moment he said, go in peace, he released that prophetic word over her because she couldn't find peace in her situation. She couldn't find peace because she was being mocked. She couldn't find peace because she couldn't bear children. And that prophetic word changed her whole destiny. And the Bible says from there she got pregnant. So, the mothers, I want to encourage the mothers as well, go in peace.
Wow.
You know, that's a prophetic word I want to give you, but let's get back to the book. I don't want to, you know, the book of Samuel is getting the people back to the room.
Mm-hmm.
It started where God called Samuel, and he don't recognize this voice. He goes to Eli, the priest, and said, did you call me? He told Eli, called him.
Yeah.
And Eli gave instructions to him. What to do and go back to the room. What to do in that room. And because Eli knew the presence of God. He knew the guidance. So he was a mentor for Samuel at that moment. And he said to him, he said, here I am. I'm listening. And that's what God has brought to me, and has given me this young generation. I'm not speaking about specifically up everyone. Is to get back to that place where God wants to speak to you.
Amen.
That place where we will hear God's voice. The place where God wants to meet you, like Moses at Mount Sinai, Daniel at the upper room. So everyone have that place where God wants to meet with you, and that's in that place where you lay everything to God and say, "Here I am." It's sure. That place is a very. It's once you get into that place, that room, I'm telling you, the atmosphere starts changing. Start getting overheated because now the Spirit comes.
Sure.
And God, and it deals with your weaknesses. It deals with you and that conviction, and you just start saying, "God, forgive me." And God start revealing things to you. That place where he wants man to be is the room of Samuel.
Wow. I just love it. I hope we're not going to stop there. I think you still got a lot to share. I just want to read a few messages and then we're going to, It's getting, like you said, it's getting heated up in here. Die Heilige Gees is hier, dierbares. Wow. Oh, I just love the presence of the Holy Spirit. Renee Klute, prophet, let me just see, I read that one. And then Keenan says, powerful title, it's a must have in the library. Soon. And then Sala is back. Prophet Teresa is filled with godly wisdom. She gives the best strategies on how to handle any situation. Thank you, Lord, for using her mightily. Oh, Cynthia Verhoog, it's so nice to have you back. She says, goeiemôre Lady PM en ons profete, al die dierbares. U is gegroet in Jesus naam, afwagtend vir my blessing vandag. Dit is die dag wat die Here gemaak het. Laat ons juig en jubel daarin. Cynthia van Porterville is in die huis. Welcome. And then Keenan says, yo, another level, Prophet Nathan. Nou ja, so kom die boodskapies deur en as ek so kyk, sien ek Hanna en Samuel hier voor my. En ek weet nie van julle nie, ek is opgewonde. Ek is in die diens, ek sê vir julle, en ek is net in afwagting vir my blessing ook vandag. Ja, al die moeders, julle gaan gebless word vandag. Stees maar vir my, wie van julle is al mammies, sodat ons vir julle ook, dat dit vandag ook vir julle 'n groot seën kan wees. Ja, ons is live daar op Facebook, gaan besoek ons gerus daar op ons Facebook blad, die ons Kaapse Kansel blad, en dan ons SMS lyn 37988, ons WhatsApp lyn 0817291657, ons webtuiste kaapsekansel.co.za. En ja, kom ons vat gou 'n breukie, nog so 'n breukie, en ons luister na 'n lied spesiaal vir elke moeder. Strange gesing deur Gregory Noble. Ons is nou weer terug. Ja, dis reg, jy is ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en dit was 'n pragtige lied gesing deur. Wow, wat 'n mooi lied. Dit het nou so aan my hart geruk. Gregory Noble, Strange. Shoh. Wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. En paar boodskapies. Catherine Ann Redeem Swat sê, amen, the room, the voice of God and the call. What a wake up this morning again, Prophet Nathan. Peace, she says unto you. Thank you, Catherine. And then Shanice Mare says, good morning, Philippine. Wow, my mother Therese and Prophet Nathan, super proud of mother and son, powerful vessels of God. King of God's kingdom. I agree with you. Shanice, 100%. Another message. Tinka, tinka, tinkas. Terug in die huis. Sy sê, die gees is teenwoordig. Last night in church during Empower evening, we also shared with each other about meeting God. Listen to this, Prophet Nathan. Meeting God face to face in the secret place of his anointing. Oh my goodness. Holy and faithful is the Lord. He's always busy confirming his word and his presence. Isn't that awesome?
Powerful.
God never makes a mistake. He puts everything into place. It's just for us to be obedient and do what he wants us to do, to be obedient to his will. So, I know that song touched you, Teresa, Prophet Teresa. What did you experience? Because I really experienced something so beautiful. Listening to that song, taking me back. You know, when we as mothers also had to go through trials and tribulations, but we came out much stronger. Over to you.
That song was so powerful now. I've been thinking while the song was playing, I've been thinking, I am much wiser and I am much stronger now.
Wow.
And I've learned a lot.
Amen.
Over the years, I've learned a lot. Now I can, the spiritual daughters and sons in the church, I can give them advice.
Sure.
out of my testimony of years back. So it was really a powerful song. It really touches my heart.
Really, really, really. Gabriel Small is ook in die huis. Daar op Facebook. Hy sê, môre sê Lady P en familie, ek is ingeskakel. Dankie Gabriel, altyd ook so getrou, né? En dan sê Timothy, Tiffany. Jammer, Tiffany Titus sê, I lost my mother in the natural, and Prophet Theresa has been a blessing and a gift sent straight from our Abba Father. She stands in the gap as a mother for me and my sister, and we love and appreciate you, Mom. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Tiffany. Wow. Hulle sê mos 'n mens moet die blomme pluk of gee terwyl die persoon nog lewe. So there you have it. And here your son is sitting next to you, also showing his appreciation. So let's go back. Let's get back to that book. I am so excited. It just fits in so beautifully and so perfectly with today's topic.
Thank you so much. You know, so in this book I cover as well Eli the mentor. It's so important that we as young people, young women of God, have that mentor just to guide you. You understand? Because in this day and age we need that protection of our spiritual parents, spiritual mother, father, and mentors that can guide us on this journey. And that Naomi and that Ruth.
Hey,
you understand that and having that bond, that relationship where Ruth said, Naomi, wherever you go, I'll go.
Mm.
You know, we need that type of mentors. Naomi is a good example of the guidance gave when she got to the place of Bethlehem and gave her guidance on how to do certain things when you get to the threshing floor. And mothers play a big role in our society, and that's why they are very honored.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. And what I write in this book as well, many people have the shadow upon them of their past. Many mothers have the shadow upon their past. And this shadow has been following them. Maybe it's the pain, maybe it's the hurt, or the disappointment, or the trauma that they went through has been following them. But if you get to that place where you meet God, it takes that away.
Amen.
So if you get to that place, your past becomes your past, and now you move forward.
That's right.
You know, so God has a plan for each and everyone's life. That's why he sends Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. It's not to harm you. So only someone that was in the future can come back to your present and say, listen, I know your plans. You understand? So that's what God does. And One thing that I cover in my book. The Bible says that Samuel, he ministered to the Lord, and God was pleasing. So if you want to hear God's voice, you need to minister to the Lord.
Mm.
Acknowledge God, say how good he is, how great he is. Acknowledge his goodness, acknowledge his creation, and God loves that. And that's why God was so driven close to David, because he loved listening to David.
Amen.
He loved. He came. He gave an ear. And once we come to that level and realization that, God, I want you to come and listen. And that's where you have God's heart.
Sure.
It's when God comes and listening to you.
Hey.
And that's what each and everyone desire, each and every minister desire, is we want God to come and listen to us. Mm. You know, and especially if you're a worshiper, singer, you want that. And that's one of the things that cover in the book, is that minister to God. And one thing, one story that I cover in the book as well, I spoke about the shadow. In Judges chapter 11, there's a man called Jephthah.
Oh, wow.
Jephthah's mother was a prostitute.
Hey.
And his brothers remember him, that the whole city remembered him, because his mother was a prostitute. His mother wasn't well known. But his brothers came up against, and they said, let's kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
They kicked him out. And that shadow followed him wherever he goes. But what God does is, before you start your journey, he said to Jephthah, man of valor.
Hey,
God see your purpose before you start your journey.
I love that. God, just repeat that again.
God see your purpose before you start your journey. He said, man of valor. He said to Gideon, man of valor, before Gideon was a great warrior. So what God does, it in, this is what God has done to this book 13 years ago. Without me knowing, gave me this message already. He said, look, what, prophetically, you're going to write the book. That's what he was saying. I couldn't see it, you know, because I was starting my journey. God always reveals your journey before you start.
Powerful, powerful.
And that's what God, even God said to Abram, Abram, come out of your family.
Yeah.
And when the moment he got out of amongst his family, and God said, now you see there, the land I've given to your descendants. You understand? So God has shown already where the promised land is going to be. So that's what God does to us. He's revealed everything. And God said in Jeremiah, I know the plans. He's not to harm you. So whatever you go through, so whatever chapter went through, whatever that shadow went to, the Bible says he came amongst people that were also broken and rejects.
And he
made them, he turned them into men of valor as well. You understand? So sometimes people blame the situation, but that's a good example of our society, not to blame on their situation.
That's right.
Don't blame your situation. You can become better. You can become the woman of God. Even many women out there that went through a lot of things, you can become that woman that God has called you.
Amen.
Remember, God has a plan for you because of what you went through. Hannah went through a lot of things because of what she was about to carry. She was carrying that man of God, that anointing, and it's going to change Israel. You understand? God wants you to go through certain things. That's why God closed her womb. So that means that there was a purpose for Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're experiencing now, I want to encourage all the mothers out there, what you're experiencing now, God allows it. God wants it to happen because God has a plan for you.
Amen.
You know, something is birthing out, you know. And that's, we will not see it now because we're experiencing now. That's why God, that's why it's very hard getting into the room of Samuel when you are dealing with situations. It's very hard because now that feeling and that anxiety is keeping you out of this room where God wants to meet with you, where God wants to give you directions, where God wants to guide you. So it's very hard get into that. That's why Moses spent a lot of time up there. The Israelites down here was getting frustrated. They didn't see Moses, and when he came down, the glory was upon his face. And that is what that room does, you know.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? So that's what that room does.
Amen.
It brings the best out of you. You understand?
Amen. I love it.
And also maybe we know that person, he was on drugs. How you know how this person on drugs look? His face is on another level.
Yeah.
And his whole vibe.
Yes.
But now he gets to Christ, and now he's in that, he comes close to God. Now the mentors, the spiritual father is telling him, giving him guidance how to get to that place of meeting God. Now he gets in that room, life changing.
Okay.
He's a different person, different, and that's many people can testify of that, how God has changed their lives.
Amen.
And what we must realize is we cannot live without God. And that book covers everything, comes out to hear God's voice. Like I just said, Samuel ministered before God, and God spoke to him. Remember, God can use anyone.
Amen.
At any time.
Sure. Amen.
So if you're feeling like chapter, feel it, I'm not worthy. Remember, God can use you.
Amen.
You know, so we all come to that certain point in our life where we feel unworthy.
Yeah.
Where we feel that we are not enough. That, don't let that spirit that has been following Jephthah follow you. And do not let that spirit that follow Anna follow you. Remember, you are worthy.
Amen.
You can overcome this, whatever you're feeling.
Amen. Amen. Wow, mother. You must be so proud of this young prophet. He's still so young, but he carries so much wealth inside. Please share something about him out of your heart, from your heart.
I've got so many things to share about him out of my heart.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really, really proud of him, what he has become. But it was really hard work years back. But I just continue praying for him.
Amen.
And I know God has got great plans for him. And everywhere he goes, he makes me proud. I can stand proudly and say, I can just use that word, I'm a proud mother.
Aww.
So I look up to him and we're excited for the book. And the book is very deep.
Yeah.
The book is very prophetic and very deep.
Sure.
So that book is going to change a lot of people's lives who's going to read that book.
Wow.
So he is my eldest son. and I truly love him.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for this is that twin saver tissue moment where you just want to grab hold of a tissue, you know, and wow. And of course you were in that room. Tell us about your experience in the room, Prophet Nathan.
Sure. That room, sometimes you get into that room, sure. Time, you don't feel time.
Yeah.
You're not, it's just that whole, like I spoke, that warmness comes upon you. It's like, you know, you feel that wind, you feel your ears getting warm. You just feel, and you start praying and that where they say heaven on earth comes. I mean that, so now when once you in that room, a portal are linked to heaven. So now angels comes, you know, and God appears and starts speaking to you. And giving you directions, giving you revelations, giving you sermons, it drops in your spirit. God deals with your weaknesses in that room.
Sure.
You know, understand that's where you build. Let's say your fear when Isaf come. Now your fear come when the room off.
Come on. Come on. I love that.
Yeah, so even before you go to church, get into the room.
Yeah.
Get that fire. Let God revive you. You understand? The room marks a maximum of your 30.
Come on.
A maximum of your very young. He rejuvenates you.
He renews your youth.
Yeah, so there's no age when it comes to the presence of God.
I love it.
You understand? So that's what the room does. And you're feeling overwhelmed because you can't, too much information is coming in that moment. You don't know how to process certain things. And that's the experience that I've been getting in this room. It's a very thing now. I start writing things down, start seeing what God is giving me concerning the country, start giving prophetic words. And it's very...
Amen.
Sometimes it gets uncomfortable.
I can imagine.
You know, so, yeah.
Ugh. Wow. We're going to continue. Don't worry, listeners. Ons is nog daar. Ons is nog tyd. Ons is nog grace. Die Here gee ons grace. Faith David says, amen. René Kloete, powerful prophet Nathan, I can't wait to read your book. She says, now I can't wait to read your book. Evangelist Chandra Dauris is in the house. Morning, Minister Philippine. Blessings, Minister Philippine and guest. Nice to have you with us again, Evangelist. You're always welcome, Lenita Krauster. Wow, powerful. Prophet Nathan, God is truly using you mightily. So we're going to take a break again. We're going to listen to this beautiful song. And, Moeders was ook al hier gewees. Deur die Vallei gesing, deur Divine Purpose, SA. Ons is oppas geluister na die prachtige lied gesing deur Pastor Craig Pienaar en Divine Purpose, deur die Vallei. En ons gaan verder hier oor gesels. Ek gaan weer vir Prophet Theresa 'n kans gee om met ons te praat oor wanneer 'n mens in daardie vallei is, wanneer 'n weduwee die daardie vallei moet gaan, wanneer 'n kind wie 'n ouer aan die dood afgestaan het, deur daardie vallei moet gaan. Maar eerstens wil ek net graag Prophet Nathan se kontakbesonderhede deurgee. Dit is 084-890-4534. Ek herhaal 084-890-4534. Gaan besoek hom ook gerus daar op Facebook onder Prophet Nathan Davids. Daar sê Prophet Nathan Davids. En ek is seker as jy met sy mamie ook in contact wil kom, dan kan jy maar met Prophet Nathan skakel en hy sal ook haar besonderhede deur gee. Nou nog 'n paar boodskapies wat deurgekom het. Lenita Krauster, sy sê, wow, powerful prophet Nathan, God is truly using you mightily. Robin van Niekerk says, get into that room. Lovely. Catherine Ann Redeem Swartz, amen, the room where I hear the voice of God and then become the voice that God uses. Yes, that is correct. We need to become his voice. Thank you, Catherine. Stephanie Olivier, powerful prophet Nathan, can't wait to read the powerful book. Yes, he will be back. We're going to invite him to come and speak about his book. Once it has been released, Prophet Nathan, dan gaan ons vir u weer moet nooi. But now, let's focus on, yes, even grieving mothers who lost children and widows and, yes, children who lost mothers as well. I think you are just the perfect person to speak about and just encourage people today. going through that valley, soos ons geluister het na die lied Deur die Vallei.
Yes, for the scripture that says in the Bible that God is close to the broken hearted.
Yes, yes.
And I can relate to that one because I also lost my mother.
Wow.
And I can remember for 2 weeks I couldn't do anything. I was just crying the whole time.
Sure.
And the Holy Spirit is the comforter.
Amen.
Call on Him, speak to Him. He is the comforter. He will comfort you in this time. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. And also God will make sure that He will put the right persons next to you in that time of season. Will encourage you and love you and support you through that time. And God will, He will always make sure that there is people with you.
Amen.
But above everything is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Will be there for you. And your church people, if you're in church, you will have church people who will always also be there for you to support you in the time of need. And take it one day at a time. That is what I did.
Yes.
I took it one day at a time.
Wow, it's a process.
Yes, it is a process.
Thank you so much. Wise words from a mother. That was really powerful. Thank you, Prophet Theresa. And then Lindley is here in. Hy sê, môre Filippien, kragtige getuies, laat ons dankbaar wees vir die nimmer eindigende liefde van ons Vader. Hy is getrou, prys sy heilige naam. Groete. Dankie Lindley. Jy is laat, jy moet in die hoekie gaan staan. Ek grap maar net, jy weet wat ek sê altyd sê. Michaela David says, amen, so true, Prophet Nathan. Now, Prophet, I'm still excited to get more details, more info, more kingdom information about this beautiful and wonderful book where you had to go into the room to hear from God before starting with this book. But there's another topic that I would like you to speak about, getting the generation back into that room. Please share that room of God.
Sure. This room is, it's you know, it's really exciting. And the other thing, the generation knows how to enter this room. That's why you have this mentors, you have this part. We need to connect this generation with mentors, with pastors. And one thing, by getting this generation in, is by equipping them.
Mm.
Get them into Bible school, sponsor them just to study God's word, because that will give them the desire to go into that room.
Mm.
You understand? So that's why I believe, my opinion, that every church should have a Bible school. You need to teach the people, you know, teach the people the word of God and what is God saying in His word, because a lot of people don't know what's happening in the Bible, and that's the part where this generation, because our generation is going out there, you know, they disconnected from the presence of God.
Mm.
And the important thing is, we need to teach them how to respect the presence of God.
Amen.
That's what that happened to Eli
sure.
The priest.
Yeah.
His son, the Bible say that his sons did not know God. Sometimes we as believers, we want to be there. As eyes are in the sky, we want to pray, but our kids are lacking.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do all kind of ministry, all kind of stuff, but our kids are lacking. Our kids don't know the Lord, but we know the Lord. And that's what happened to Eli and his sons. They did not know, Bible said, they did not know the Lord.
Mm.
So I want to encourage everyone out there, teach your kids the way of the Lord. That's why if you look at Israel in the Bible, that God gave clearly instruction. Remind your kids that comes about what happened. Remind them about the Red Sea. Remind them about the flood. Remind them of my miracles, what I've done in this place on the earth. Remind them. You understand? And that was not apart from Israel, even though Israel was very rebellious in the Bible, but they still remember what my father said. God did that.
Mm.
Where's the miracles? Even Gideon was looking for miracles. Now, we need to teach the generation, bring them back, and teach them how to respect the presence of Yahweh.
Wow.
We need that.
Amen.
Because then they will know what to do in the room of Samuel. And you understand? So, teach them.
Amen.
And bring them back.
Amen. Tell me, when will the book be released?
The book will be released the 2nd of August.
Oh, wow.
2nd of August, my birthday.
Close to Women's Day, yeah, as well. Yes. Wow.
So on my birthday.
And I just heard something, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody whispered in my ear about a women's conference also happening that time. So I will have to invite this lady to come and speak about it. Yeah, let's keep them in suspense, Prophet,
yes.
Teresa. And let's keep them in. Anything else you'd like to share about?
Yeah, so
this topic this morning.
So this is from God. I believe this is from God, because even like my publisher said, he was saying, he got close to the room. You understand? And once he was doing my work, and his life is saying, he always reminds me. And like I said, we need to get our people in the room. That's why when the time when Moses, God was preparing to meet Israel. It was planned to come down. He gave them instructions, biblical instructions, because God was excited to meet, to start, want to speak to Israel directly. But the moment God came down and they were so scared about the thunders that are happening, the people were saying, Moses, you speak to God on our behalf.
Mm.
You understand? You speak on our behalf. God was so excited. I think God was really disappointed in his people, because God wanted that room. You wanted that. Make that room come down on them and let them feel what Moses has been feeling on Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants for his people. He wants them close, man. He wants to speak to them directly, because when Jesus died, the veil was torn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we have directly access to the Father.
Amen.
You understand? And Jesus is interceding on our behalf as a priest. So now we have access to the room. So in the Old Testament, there was no access to this room. So now in the New Testament, it's access.
Mm.
It's access. And now we should appreciate the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, God said, now the Helper has come and be with us. You understand? Because the Holy Spirit left the earth in the Old Testament. And Jesus came down and gave the Holy Spirit legal access on the earth. So now, what I'm saying, the Holy Spirit is our comfort, it's our governor. So we must always involve the Holy Spirit wherever we do. Whatever we do. My mother always makes this example, where if she goes shopping and she forgets a shopping list, then she asks, Holy Spirit, guide me quick.
I klink baie bekend, hoor. Ja, nee, it makes two of us.
Then suddenly the Holy Spirit guides her, and then she buys all the things at the list. You know, so that's what she told me always. And I've been doing that in my daily work. If I'm looking for a document or something,
yes,
I don't know where I put it. I Holy Spirit, just guide me.
Yes.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit is standing amongst us and feeling lonely, because we're not using him.
Mm.
We're not speaking to him. We speak to God, yes. But what Jesus directly said is a helper.
Yes.
You understand? So involve the helper, be his friend.
Yeah.
You know, in our daily lives. You will see how amazing is it once you speak to Holy Spirit.
Wow. We can never, ever exclude. That is, for me, that is such an important topic. We can never exclude him. And it is so sad when we start grieving him and leaving him out, you know.
True.
Thank you for sharing that. I know your mother also wants to say something about the Holy Spirit in your life.
Oh, the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. And I cannot live without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, I teach everyone to invite the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you don't know the Holy Spirit,
sure.
This is what I say. I say to the girls in the church, all the students, just tell the Holy Spirit that Prophet Teresa said that you must speak to him.
Mm.
And then they go in their room and they say, Prophet said, I don't know you, but my prophet said, I must introduce myself to you.
That is so awesome.
And then they go in their room and they automatically, I've heard a lot of testimonies, and they come share with me, you know, Prophet, I could feel this person in the room.
And
the atmosphere automatically changed, because the Holy Spirit is a He. He is a person.
Come on.
And He is there to help us, comfort, guide, teach us, counsel us. Our lawyer, advocate, is there for all that purposes in our lives.
Sure.
And every morning when I stand up, even though I didn't brush my teeth or my face or whatever, good morning, Holy Spirit. That is my relationship.
Special
with
relationship.
The Holy Spirit, wow. Every day.
Beautiful.
Every day. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit was left behind for us to help us. What will the earth be without the Holy Spirit?
Sure. Amen.
If you ever think about what will the earth be without the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So the Holy Spirit, somebody I cannot live without.
Amen. Amen. I'm with you all the way, especially when you have to, you forgot something and you have to ask him. I always stand in front of my cupboard, my wardrobe, and then I say, Holy Spirit, what must I wear to this next function?
Yeah.
And then just like that,
powerful.
He will come through. So we cannot, we can never, ever exclude. We need to develop that special relationship.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing such valuable information with us today about the Holy Spirit. Michaela says, amen, Prophet Theresa. Keenan, amen, Prophet Theresa. That was so powerful. And wow, he is our best friend, best counselor, best confidant.
Amen.
Wow. Best companion.
True.
That is what he is to us. So let us never love. Keenan says, Parakletos. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. He's also best trooster, our best comforter. And I love him. I just love him. I just love him. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Ons al die altyd kan praat oor die Holy Spirit.
True.
Because I am, every time when I come into the studio, I sense his presence. Sometimes you are at a loss for words when his presence just comes down and jy sit en jy weet nie wat om te sê nie. You are so in awe of this beautiful Holy Spirit. But we're going to take another break, and then for the last time, mother and son will give us a last encouragement. And if we have time, I'm going to ask Prophet Theresa to pray for the mothers. So enjoy the song with us. It's called Loof die Here, gesing deur EKC Worship, and we will be back. Enjoy. Hallelujah.
Coffee Date met Philippine Morkel.
Ja, dis nog steeds koffiedייט met Philippine Morkel. Halleluja, halleluja, halleluja. Al die mammies sê saam, halleluja. Kom ons loof die Here, want hy is goed. Loof die Here, gesing deur EKC Worship. Nou ja, daar is nog so 'n paar minute oor voor ons gaan groet. En het ons nie 'n wonderlike tyd gehad in die teenwoordigheid van hierdie wonderlike Heer en Meester nie? Laat ek sien, wat 'n boodskap is dit nog hier deurgekom? Tinka, Tinka, Tinka. Sy is nou daar, sy kom nou daar sterk uit Robertson uit. Sy sê, yes, the respect for our holy Lord God is so vital. And we can trust him and adore the precious Holy Spirit who intercedes, oh yes, on our behalf before our God according to his will. Thank you, Tinka, for sharing this with us. So powerful, so powerful. Now, first of all, let me get back to my guests. And Prophet Nathan, a last encouragement to all our mothers and to everyone out there, just as Holy Spirit leads.
Amen. So I want to encourage everyone. When I speak about this this topic, prophetic journey, destiny, prophetic destiny, it's get your destiny that God wants you to be in. If you example, if you see a fish can only operate in water. And a lion can only operate on the land. Mm. So get to your destiny where you can operate and you can outlift your gifts, your talent, and what God has called you. So many people out there are not at the right place, because if you look at the life, I spoke about Jephthah.
Yes.
Because God said a man of valor, he wasn't a man of valor when he was at that place of being mocked, of being in all that noises that people were making. But when he moved out and stepped in where God wants him, he becomes the man of valor. Mm-hmm. So once you step in your destiny, God, remember God has set out your life, set out your plan, where you're going. So you need to get to that place where what God wants you to go, where God wants you to be.
Amen.
Because when you get to that place, this your call start activating, your purpose start activating.
Yes.
And that's what God wants for everyone of us. If you look at Naomi and Hannah, Naomi and Ruth. Naomi's husband took them out of the land of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Things got worse because they were out of the land of God. But Naomi decided to go back to the place of Bethlehem, means milk and honey. Things start happening.
Also bread.
You understand? So if we move out of what God doesn't want us to be, go, things happen. So I want to encourage every listener, get to that place of purpose.
Amen.
Get to the place where your purpose will be functioning. I was telling this other guy the other day, I asked this question, there's one question I asked him. He's 60 years old, I said to him, what is your purpose?
Mm.
He couldn't respond back to me. He told me, don't know. That's why God has sent you to earth for a mission, for a purpose. We're not just on this earth to make kids or to have a good job, but we're here to fulfill God's purpose.
Amen.
So, all listeners, get to your purpose, your destiny. God
Amen.
Has called you to
Amen.
Be.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Oh, what a way to end, what a powerful way to end the service today. It was really so blessed. Mother, the mother of Prophet Nathan, Prophet Teresa, just a prayer for our mothers. Just to encourage them this morning that God still cares. But first of all, you want to say something
yeah.
before? Okay, now you go ahead.
Oh, I just want to continue with Nathan. It's true what he said is profound, your purpose in Christ. And I think the cherry on the cake is to become a prayer warrior.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I think that is where there is a lack. So I want to call all the mothers into that deep midnight prayer.
Amen.
Because sure. that is why Nathan wow. is what he is today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because of that deep midnight prayer, that sacrifice.
Wow. Midnight prayers. Ooh.
That sacrifice during that midnight hours.
Wow.
So I want to encourage the mothers.
Thank you so much. You are a great blessing, mother and son. Wow. I just pray that God will open more doors for you and to go out there and to be a light in a dark world where people sometimes find themselves. Thank you so much. Just a short prayer for our okay. mothers.
Thank you, Father. I worship you this morning. We give you praise and honor. We acknowledge that you are our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We're celebrating Mother's Day in this upcoming this week and Sunday, Father. I pray for each mother this morning, Lord, single, married, all the mothers, Father. I bring them before your throne, Lord. You have a purpose for each and every mother on this earth. And I pray, Lord, that they will find their purpose within
Jesus
you, that they will become prayer warriors, that they will seek your face, like Nathan said in his book, Lord, the room. Get back to the room,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
There where you can speak to them in the midnight hour. Mm. Your secrets are being revealed in the midnight hour. Father, my prayer is, Father, that every mother, Father, on this earth, Father, will come close to you like
Jesus
never
name.
Before, Father,
yes, Lord.
So that you can reveal all that secrets unto them. Thank you, Lord. I bless you this morning. I say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Teresa. Yeah, Sister Dina say, amen, Prophet Nathan. Come on, our man of God. Oscar Klaassen, he says, true prophet. Sister Dina is weer terug. She says, amen, Prophet Teresa, in the midnight hour, how prophet used to call us in the spirit, and we hear the prophet shout our names out loud. Keenan says, Yeshua. Wow, he's a klomp mense, wat so verlief is op die Here. And we just love the Holy Spirit, and wow, we thank Jesus for what he has done. And how he also came to be an encouragement to all women, to all mothers. So, Prophet Nathan, thank you once again for
thank
availing
you.
Yourself. Thank you for sowing so mightily into the kingdom of God. Together with your mother, Prophet Teresa, thank you so much. We will definitely invite you back as soon as the book is released and your mother needs to come back. Also to share with us about something happening in August. Michaela David says, amen. Now I'm just going to give Prophet Nathan's contact details to you once again. Vir die wat dit dalk nou misgeloop het, hier kom dit. Dis 084-890-4534, 084-890-4534. Volger is vry en welkom om vir hom te nooi, om 'n bemoediging te wees vir een en elkeen, en selfs vir Prophet Teresa, en gaan besoek hom ook gerus daar op Facebook onder Nathan Davids. Cynthia Verhoog, sy is in awe, sy sê Gloria, glory to God. En ek dink ons almal gaan vandag nog baie diep dink oor wat vandag deur die Here gekom het, deur sy spreekbuise. Ek dink dat dit is iets waaroor ons regtig ons moet eintlik weer gaan luister en gaan kyk op Facebook na hierdie powerful boodskap. Lenita Kraus te sê ook amen. En ek het vandag ook self baie geleer. And especially when Prophet Nathan spoke about, you know, purpose. Ons hou nie altyd van die doel. As die Here vir ons stuur in 'n rigting, we come out of our comfort zone and we don't want to be there. But that is exactly where God wants you to be so that his purpose can prevail in our lives. Prophet Theresa, I just want you to wish all our mothers and that they will have a blessed day this coming Sunday. Just in short.
To all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. You must enjoy your Mother's Day, being spoiled by your kids. I'm excited for
She's
Sunday.
Eating.
Yes, enjoy your day, mothers. It's been, every day is actually Mother's Day, but this one is put specially out for us.
Amen.
To be celebrated in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prophet Nathan, in short.
Happy Mother's Day to all our beautiful women of Cape Town, South Africa.
Come on.
You know, you are special. May God be with you and your family. And I want to wish everyone, especially my mother, for the future, Happy Mother's Day.
Mm.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mm. Amen.
And Lady P.
Ik heb nog net gedacht wat van mij.
Happy Mother's Day to you as well. If I don't see you, I don't hear from you.
Ah, thank you. But God bless you. Faith David, she says, wow, Mom. And so we've come to the end of such a beautiful, beautiful and blessed service. I am in awe. Ricardo also says, wishing all our Coffee Date mothers a beautiful, blessed Mother's Day. Have a super awesome day. Love from Geloofsleppelroeder. Julle almal ken van die Geloofsleppelroeder. Van my kant af, moeders, ek wil net vir julle met hierdie lied eintlik bless wat sê, jy is spesiaal. Mag niemand dit van jou af wegneem wat die Here in jou geplaas het nie. Al staan die hele wêreld teen jou op. En al kom hulle en hulle probeer jou afkraak. Jy sê vir hulle, jy is nie meer daar nie, want ek is spesiaal in die oë van die Here. Onthou dit altyd. En weer eens baie dankie aan ons gaste wat ons vandag so geseën het. Ons gaan volgende week het ons weer 'n spesiale persoon, 'n lekker verrassingkie vir julle. Ek sal dit op Facebook post en waar ook al op social media. Maar van my kant af, as 'n moeder, wil ek net vir elkeen vandag elke moeder sê, mag dit baie spesiaal vir jou wees. En onthou, God sal dit vir jou spesiaal maak. Catherine Ann Redeem sê, thank you, Prophet Nathan and Prophet Theresa and Lady PM. Peace. Thank you so much. En ons speel uit met hierdie prachtige lied van Pastor Kevin Boysen en Dumisani. Spesiaal vir elke moeder. You are not alone. Jy is baie spesiaal. Onthou dit altyd van my kant af. Tot volgende woensdag. Geseende Moedersdag aan al die moeders. En 'n geseende dag verder vir een en elkeen. Love you. God bless.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.